SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump acknowledges his newly announced tariffs aimed at cracking down on the flow of deadly fentanyl and illegal aliens into the U.S. could cause some pain for Americans.
With tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China taking effect this week, the emerging trade war could lead to higher prices. The president admitted that Americans could feel some pain in the short term, but he claimed it will all be worth the price that must be paid. He repeatedly bashed Joe Biden for high inflation, and now the Trump tariffs threaten to raise the price of cars, gasoline, clothes, toys, and avocados. Greg Clugston, Washington.
When he sits down with President Trump at the White House tomorrow, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he'll discuss victory over Hamas. The Prime Minister says the agenda will also cover Iran, as well as winning the release of the remaining hostages being held by Hamas. Also at SRNNews.com, crews today will start lifting aircraft wreckage from the mid-air collision from the Potomac River. So far, the remains of 55 of the 67 people killed in the accident have been recovered. Last week's other air disaster.
Six people on an air ambulance flight and one person on the ground were killed when it crashed in Philadelphia a minute after takeoff Friday. NTSB Chairman Jennifer Homendy says recovery of the intact black box is a challenge.
There is substantial impact on the entire community. The debris field extends 4 or 5 blocks.
The crash coming 2 days after an American Airlines mid-air collision with 64 on board in Washington with an Army helicopter with 3 aboard. I'm Julie Walker.
Following talks with Secretary of State Rubio, Panama's president agreeing to opt out of China's Belt and Road Initiative. Wall Street Dow futures down 550 points. This is SRN News. Another pro-life action by the Trump administration.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has gotten the military out of the abortion business. He has overturned the Biden-era policy that funded travel for female service members to leave pro-life states and head to states where abortions are legal for the purpose of getting one. President Trump has been busy since taking office in withdrawing federal support for abortion at many levels. He's restored the Hyde Amendment and the Mexico City policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The European Union is warning Pakistan that its status as a duty-free exporter to the bloc will continue to depend on the progress the country makes in addressing concerns about civil liberties, including freedom of religion. Pakistan is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth, and its draconian blasphemy laws have been decried by human rights activists for decades. The country's exports to Europe have doubled since 2014, when it was awarded the status of a duty-free exporter. This is SRN News. It's a Mona Lisa upgrade in Paris. The world-famous Da Vinci work will be getting a room all to itself.
French President Emmanuel Macron announced that in a speech from the room at the Louvre Museum in Paris, where the world-famous painting is displayed. He announced it as part of plans to renovate and modernize the museum, a major overhaul that will take years to complete and likely cost hundreds of millions of euros. The initiative is much needed. The Louvre is the world's most visited museum, but plagued with overcrowding and outdated facilities, prone to water leaks and other damage. Macron said the renovations will include a new entrance and new underground rooms. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
It's a crowded field in the New Jersey governor's race. 6 Democrats, including 2 sitting members of Congress, the mayors of the state's 2 largest cities, the head of the state's biggest teachers union, and a former top lawmaker, all in the running in the New Jersey gubernatorial race. More details, SRNNews.com.